The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Tough Yomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Tough Yomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Lamed Hey, and we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah near the top of the daf. Elu devarim shadam yatzev hem yedei chovato bepesach. Following species are usable for making dough for matzah, and you could be yotze your chiyuv of eating matzah on Pesach, and they are, of course, the famous five types of grain: chitim, seorim, kusmim, shifon, shibolet shuah, so that you can use your wheat and your barley, and then we'll see that secondary to these, you also have your spelt and your rye and your oats. And you could be yotze with these things, even if they are what appears to be aser b'achila, which is strange, because we'll see that you really can't be yotze with something aser b'achila. And this is, of course, another one of those mishnayot we've been through many, many times. That when we say demai, maaser rishon, you could be yotze with demai or maaser rishon, where you took off the truma, and that should be completely kosher. Everyone's going to ask, what the heck is the chiddush on that? Or maaser sheni v'hekdesh niftu. And obviously, we're going to have to explain that it means things weren't done right, and nonetheless, it's not ma'akiv, you could be yotze or matzah. Kohanim can also be yotze if their matzah is made out of challah and truma, despite the fact that nobody else would be allowed to eat it but a kohen. It doesn't have to be universally accessible. Aval, but nobody could be yotze matzah that was made out of real tevel, as opposed to demai, which you will recall is the derabbanan chiyuv, to take something which you have a right to be right, they consider to be taken off maaser, but since it's purchased from an amaretz, it's someone who's not 100% reliable, so even though you should be able to rely on it, it's at harov, the rabbanan where it goes, there's a new chiyuv called demai. So demai, you could be yotze, but not real tevel, and not maaser rishon shalonit latrumato, not something that you did not finish taking off the truma after taking off maaser rishon, or not maaser sheni or hekdesh that you did not take a real pidyon on. Again, this should be obvious because it's all included in the same as achila. The Gemara will explain why each one is a chiyuv. If you made chalot hatodah, which are made as matzah, or rikikei nazir, made as matzah, well, if you made them for their own purposes, for the lechem todah or for the nazir, then you cannot change your mind now and say, you know what, I'm going to use this for my matzah too. Can't do that. And we'll see exactly what the case is in the Gemara. But if you made it to sell for those purposes, let's say you made matzah, and you're out there in the market saying, anybody want to buy lachmei todah for your brinita korban, or if you're a nazir, I've got everything ready for you. Then you can be out if somebody wants to buy just for matzah. Okay, so now let's get into the first part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah discussed the various species. The Braita says you should know that kusmi is actually a type of chitim. And shibolet shual and shifon is actually a type of seorin, which would mean that you could take off meiser, let's say, from one on the other. It's not considered to be drubas and meiser, because these are all part of the same family. So it's a subspecies. We view actually there being two types of grain, chitav and sora, as we find in the Eretz Yisrael. And these are those grains. And then there are also these subspecies which include rye and barley, and oats and spelt. Those are included.
Subspecies of which? Doesn't matter?
We just said, yeah, of course it matters. Kusmin, if you could take it for chitim. Shibolet shul and shifon, you could take for saorin. Of course it matters. You wouldn't be able to take kusmin and use it for taking off meiser, let's say, for saorin or for any of the others. Each one, it's families. There's two families here. Now, the clear indication of Mishnah, the Gemara wants to explain in their terminology what these things were. So what exactly are these things? Kusmin is called in our local Aramaic tongue, gulba. Shifon is called disha. Shibolet shual is actually called shivile tala, which means shibolet shual. Shual meaning a fox. Tala is a halabid ne sagit. I remember Rashi with Yosef and Yaakov as a fox. So in Aramaic, it's shivile tala. But anyway, it's clear from the Mishnah that these and only these are kosher for matzah. Ha'in, but oraz v'dochan, let's say, so you had millet or you had rice, you could not. How do you know that? Omer, Rabshim, Ben Lokish, V'chaitan, and V'rishmo, V'chaitan, and V'rabli, as Ben Yaakov. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Lo tochal alav chametz, Shivat yamim tochal alav matzot. Now, the interrelationship between chametz and matzah is very fascinating, because it's clear that the pasuk is saying that the thing that you mustn't eat, which is chametz, is the thing that you should eat in the form of matzah. And therefore, we learn from there, is that matzah can only be made of something that could be chametz. That's the point. It's not because there's somewhere in the Torah it said the word, you know, grain or anything like that. It didn't say that. But it did say that it needs to be able to rise. And that means, dvarim haba'im midei chimutz, adam yotzei b'midei chavato b'matzah. So if something could theoretically become chametz, then, if you make it properly, you yotzei your matzah. These things, however, will never become chametz. So if you let a rice mixture, a rice flour mixture, a millet flour mixture, sit there in water, what happens is it doesn't rise, it starts to rot. So depending on the particular microorganisms that are attracted to these things, it will either rise and will be a dover that is mosif to the value of the mixture, or it'll just make it completely wrecked or partially wrecked. And therefore, it's not called chimutz, it's called sirachon, it's called radon. And it's not included, therefore, in the possibilities of chometz, and therefore cannot be matzah. Now, clearly, our mission is not going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, but nitin delok Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that orez is actually a min dagan. First of all, forget about what, it even is a type of grain. And if it becomes chometz, it's real chometz. And you're chayav al chimutzo karet. The time. Take a look at this bride. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, oser b'orez v'dochan. He considers oraz and dochan to be true chametz, b'pnei shekarov l'achmitz. Now you can't, he says, don't even make a pot of this stuff on Pesach. Don't make yourself a rice pudding on Pesach. Why? Well, this is not clear what this means, karov l'achmitz. Karov l'achmitz could mean one of two things. Karov l'achmitz, does that mean it becomes chametz very quickly? And therefore you can't rely on, well, it's okay, I'll just boil it up very quickly, so it's okay, I'll eat my rice. Or does it mean, karov l'achmitz have it? Does it mean it's close to chametz? It's not really chametz. In other words, he agrees that it's a type of sirachon, but it's close enough to chometz that it would be also maybe as chometz nuksha. But chometz gomer lo hab. So I understand. How could you think that's what it means? You just said the brayta, tashma, the tanya. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, orez midaganu v'chayavin al chimutzo karet. Obviously, if you're going to be chayev karet, it's got to be chometz gomer. Because if it's chometz nuksha, you're not chayev, as we're going to see, not chayev karet on a chometz, which is a partial chimutz, it's not really good to eat. And therefore, he's clearly telling you that it's possible to be truly machmitz. So what then would be the word of karov lachmitz? It becomes chometz quickly. If according to him, you have to be more machmer on mixtures of rice than you would on something else. Because it's like the ultimate chometz in how quickly it will become chometz. V'chein, haya Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer. Another interesting thing that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said was that karamit is chayev in challah, and it's an actual type of dough that you would be chayev in reshit. What is that karamit? My karamit, you know, says Abaya, shitznita. What the heck is shitznita? My shitznita is not much of a help. Omer of Papa, shitznita is the mishtak chabeni kalamita. That is what we call ketzach. It's the Nigel, you know, there's all kinds of different. They call it black cumin, but I don't. It's really, cumin is usually refers to a different species. This has become very popular over the past few years. You know, they started putting it on crackers. They started serving it on elal, actually as a snack. Crackers with ketzach. It's a very spiked, picante kind of taste. And I think Osan actually started putting out a ketzach type lachmit. So it's interesting. You just start finding a lot of it in the marketplace. Yeah. So it's like this, and it actually is found beni kalanita. It's between the poppies. So the poppies, you have to find these large, very large, beautiful flowers that are like wide open with these long stems. That's what the ketzach grows on. And it goes Beni Kalanitas. It's perfect. Anybody who would take a walk would recognize, oh, that's what you mean. So yes. So he owns that was Bichai Mechal. Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Omer Shlakish. If you took a dough that you made it using, instead of water, you used wine, or you used oil, or you used honey, so yayin, or shemen, or dvash, ein chayavin achi mutzakare. If that dough would be allowed to sit around and rise, you wouldn't be chayav karet on it. Yadid Rav Papa, Rav Huna ben Yeshua, Kameda Rav Yidi Bar Avin. So Rav Papa, Rav Huna ben Yeshua were in front of Rav Yidi Bar Avin, who was the Rebbe. The point was, however, that Rav Yidi Bar Avin was sort of dozing, and he was not able to respond to them in his dozing state. And they had just learned this mimer of Reish Lakish. So they were wondering, you know, while the Rebbe was sleeping, Un Azder Rebbe Shlov. So what happened? They were discussing it. What could be the logic? So Omar Le Ravuna, the Reish of Papa, my time to Reish Lakish. Why would Reish Lakish say that? Just because it's made of wine, that therefore it's not considered to be chometz, you have karetz. Omar Le, I'll tell you why. Because this is the opposite. Fascinating. It's the opposite interrelationship of chometz and matzah than what we just had, which that only things that can become chometz you could be yotzei matzah. Well, the opposite is also true. Only things that you could be yotzei matzah have an iser chometz. Now that's amazing. What would that be? In other words, if you could be yotzei matzah, can you be yotzei matzah using matzah that was made out of honey? No. Why? Because source is lechemoni. And by no stretch of the imagination, this is lechemoni, it's highly enriched and rich people's bread. So therefore, remarkably, that means that by definition, you wouldn't be chayev on it for the chometz either, if you allowed it to be chometz, because it can't be matzah.
But does machmitz?
Yes, it definitely is. But this isn't true, but this is what he was saying. You know, he only got away with this because the Rebbe was asleep. You know, but it was certainly a highly creative solution. You know? So that's the point. However, this particular thing over, why not? Because it's matzah ashira, ain't chayavinoki mutzakaret. Asked Rav Papa, how can you say this? I'll bring you an example of something that doesn't follow that rule. It says, if you took your matzah and you melt it in water, and then you glug the whole thing down. So if it was chometz that you took and you melted in water, it's a piece of bread. Melted in water, you glug it down, what's the din? You're chayef karet. But if you do this to your matzah, you won't be yotzi yedei chovato b'pesach. Rashi learns you won't be yotzi yedei chovato. It's not derech achiyu. But in any event, wouldn't that be a contradiction to your rule? Only something that you could be yotzei matzah, you could be chayav on chometz, or you can't be yotzei matzah this way. I should be able to be chayav on chometz this way. So anyway, there they were having this wonderful discussion. You know, does this make sense? What Rav Papa is saying, should we start being machalik between the modality of eating versus the content of what you're eating, when all of a sudden comes along the Rebbe and he wakes up. And that's the end of all of this fantasy. It's Arbu Rav Yidi Bar Avin. At that point, Rav Yidi Bar Avin couldn't take it anymore, even in his sleep. You know? And he was, that's his loss of Zoshim, it's Arbu. He got up to them. Amado Kindalach, Genuche, Dardiki. Listen here, kids. It's been a nice discussion. But let me tell you what's going on over here. I had a time with Reish Lakish. The real meaning of Reish Lakish is because in utilizing May Perot, that's the point. May Perot ein machmitzin. That's the real point. So if you're using Shemen or Yayin or Dvash, then you cannot possibly be yotzei matzah because it could never become chometz, exactly as we said before. And since these things don't allow true, now there's a big machlokes, of course, this is the whole egg matzah thing, you know, the egg matzah or the matzah shira bread, yeah, or cakes that they serve on Erev Yom Tov and things like that. So I mean, here's a big machlokes. It says ein machmitzin. So basically, Rashi and Tosfos hold that it's in machmitz means as real chimutz, to be chayef karet, but certainly also. And the truth is a three-way machlokes about how to understand this, the egg matzah question. Does it mean in machmitz at all? It's kosher even chachila. Those were also things Rabbeinu Tam used to eat these honey bread, honey cakes on Erev Pesach. And he's considered that to be something that's no problem at all, even though chatchila. And since you can't be yotze with matzah, there's no problem of eating in an Erev Pesach, because you know, you're not allowed to eat matzah from the afternoon, but that's only if you could be yotze with that, but you can't be yotze with this matzah. It's good from all sides, you know. Others learn that there's something in a midway. And this is Tosfos here also, says that to him is the only way of understanding. And that's Rabbi Nutan. It's not machmitz at all. Not like Rashi. It's not machmitz at all. However, when we talk about cases where you cannot use it, it's because it's mixed with something else. If you mix it with any water, then it makes it even worse. Because then it's mischametz more rapidly. So by adding a little bit of wine or a little bit of oil, you're going to make it a bigger problem. Now, lemaisa, in terms of the halacha, naturally, the Sfarim eat this stuff. It's a pascha like the Shulchan Aruch. The Ashkenazim, the Rama asks it, the reason, the question, why exactly he asks is either some learn because he's going like Rashi, so that it really is machmitz, but it's not machmitz completely, but it's certainly an iser, or because of the chashash that maybe if there's a little bit of mortar mixed in it, then we have to be machmer like the Rabbi Natam says, which is it's going to become even more common. So how can we rely on 100%? There wasn't any water at all that is mixed in with the apple juice, and so on. So because of that, the Ashkenazim do not eat it, unless someone is a chayla, and so on. I think they actually put these things out with a chayrim for Pesach, but it says only for children or for cholin and that type of thing. Okay. In any event, that explains the species. Now let's go on to the other question. What about the heter achila in order for it to be yotze dechiyuv? So the Mishnah says you can be yotze if it's demai, or if it's maaser rishon, we have a nitla trumato, and so on. So let's go through step by step. Demai. How in the world could you be yotze with matzah that's demai if you're not allowed to eat it? Halo chazilei. And we're going to see later on, if you're not allowed to eat, you're not able to be yotze dechiyuv matzah. And if that's the case, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Ah, but it does, you see. Because anybody can eat demai. Why? Because given the boy mafkala nichse havi ani, anybody can easily become poor, especially in this country. You know, so it's not a problem. If you want to become poor, all you got to do is make an investment in the bank. Oh, well, you can even be mafkir in a chasim. That works almost as well. And the moment you're mafkir in a chasim, you become an ani. But the moment that you become an ani, you're allowed to eat demai. So who's the money? Ashtami chasim. Where do I get that from? The Tanna Mishnah says, "Beferush ma'achilin et ha'aniyim demai ve'etachsan yad demai." That you are allowed to give aniyim, they're allowed to take demai. And the people that are feeding the army that is barracked by them, Tosfos brings in Rishama, it's referring to a non-Jewish army, even though you'd think that as a din of paying up your debts using something that you're not allowed to, you're really mechuyav to take trumas and maasos from, it's okay. You can give it to them, and that's a machloket actually. And Tana and the Braita makes it clear that that's Beit Hillel shita. That Beit Shammai omrim in machilim etaniyim dibay v'taksan yadamai. Beit Hillel omrim machilim. The Tosfos has an interesting possible approach. He says maybe the point over here is not because you can eat mine, because theoretically you could be an ani, but because you are an ani when it comes to eating matzah, because matzah is lechemoni. So that means that everyone eating matzah is eating it as an ani. No, you're not allowed to on Yom Tov. I'm not allowed to take off my seat.
Put aside a pot and say.
You're not allowed to do that on Yom
Tov. You can make your property after on Yom
Tov. What?
You can make your property after on Yom
Tov. Yeah, there's ways to. This is not a kinyan at all. Okay, continues the Mishnah. And Maaser Rishon Shenitlar Trumato, you're allowed to use. I should hope so. I mean, obviously, Pshita Kibish Shenitlar Trumato. I mean, if you took off Truma already, why the heck would I think that you're not allowed to eat it? It's plain and simple chulinave. Lo tzricha shidimo b'shibolim. V'nata mena Trumat Maaser, v'nata mena Truma Gidola. Now remember, let's just review the sugya so we can run through it quickly. We've had it so many times. The din is, normally, you first take the grain, you put it into a pile. That's called idgun. At that moment, it has a din of dagan. Once it has a din of dagan, then you're chayiv in reshit dagancha. What is reshit dagancha? Truma gedoyla. Then it comes along the levi, and he gets his maaser rishon. Out of his maaser rishon, he needs to take truma which is a tenth of a tenth, not a little bit, but this is actually, this is called Trumat Maaser, is a tenth of a tenth, Maaser min Maaser, and then he takes off that, and then he's allowed to eat his Maaser Rishon. Now, how about in a case where the Levi got his Maaser before the Truma Gedola was ever taken off? Now, there's two possible ways that could happen. The Levi may have received his Maaser before you ever made the pile of Dharma. So that it was still in sheaves, Levi's walking through, the guy says, hey, you need something, you could take it and turn it into grain yourself. You know, take the sheaf as it is. This will be, I'm giving you my Maaser. So then, when the Levi received it, it wasn't even chayav in Truma Gedola. But for him to be able to eat it, he still needs to take off Truma of Maaser. So that's something else. That's a Maaser and a Maaser. In that case, he does not have to take off Truma Gedola also. Because when he received it, it was a chayav in Truma Gedola. And we're going to see the Torah as a pasuk that makes it clear that there are times that you only need to take off Trumat Maaser, and not Truma Gedola plus Trumat Maaser. Now, the other way that this might have happened is that the Levi came by, they had already finished the pile, the guy did not yet have a chance to take off his Truma, he should have, but since the Levi was here, he took the opportunity of taking out Maaser, and he gives it to the Levi before he takes off the Truma Gedola. In that case, as we're going to see, the Levi has to take off both Truma Gedola and the Trumat Maaser before he can eat it, otherwise it remains Tevel because of the chiyuv of taking off Truma that was there before the Levi even arrived. Okay, so those are the two cases. And therefore, what the Mishnah is coming to tell me, the finish of the Mishnah is, that even though it was Nitla Truma Tov, but it wasn't Nitla Truma Gedola. That's what it means over here. It was Nitla only Trumat Maaser. And that's the case. Lo Tzricha Sheikdimo B'Shibolim. The case is that the Levi got it before it was ever Chayev in Truma Gedola, and he took off Trumat Maaser. But he never took off the Truma Gedola. And why is this okay to eat? And therefore the Mishnah says, you're Yotze, you're Chiyah. Because it's following the Limud of Rabbi Abo. The Omer Rabbi Abo, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Maaser Rishon, Shikdimo b'Shibolin. If a lady gets Maaser Rishon out of the sheaves before they were turned into Daga, then the lady is parted from Truma Gedola. Why? Because the Torah says, V'hare motam mimenu Trumat Hashem. Take off the Lord's portion, which is what? Maaser min Maaser. Well, I mean, we know what that amount is. So why are you saying that's the Lord's portion? And that's, yes, that's the point. The Lord's portion is only one-tenth of a tenth, not the additional portion of Truma Gedola. So that is what it's telling you is, Maaser min Maaser amarti lechava lo Truma Gedola plus the Maaser min Maaser, plus Trumat Maaser. So you see, you can get away with only taking off the one-tenth instead of the additional small amount, the 1/60th, 40th, 50th, before you take off that additional one-tenth from the tenth. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye, now wait a minute. I mean, if this is a pasuk, so then that would be true no matter what. How did you get at the idea that it makes a difference as to whether the Levi got the Maaser Rishon while it was in this form of Shibolim before it was Idgun, or whether he took it after it was Idgun? The Torah seems to be saying that as long as a Levi takes off one-tenth of a tenth, he doesn't have to worry about Truma Gedola under any and all circumstances. So if that's the case, if it's a pasuk, you can't just arbitrarily explain the pasuk is referring to one case and not the other. Well, the Torah thought of you, and it's because of the likes of you who make us problems that the pasuk had to clarify, alecha, it's because of you, that the pasuk says, mikol matnotechem tarimu et kol trumat Hashem. So here it says, from any of the matanot, including Maaser Rishon, you have to make sure that all of the types of truma, kol trumat Hashem, both truma gedola and trumat Maaser, Maaser min Maaser, have to be taken off. So what does that mean? That we have a contradiction of circumstances. On one hand it says, only take off a tenth of a tenth. On the other hand it says, no, you can't get away with taking off a tenth of a tenth. You have to also take off kol trumat Hashem. How do we explain it? Therefore, must be there's two different cases. In a case where the Levi received it, b'shibolim, it's enough to take off a tenth of a tenth. If he received it, when it was already idgan, then he takes off also truma gedola. Well, how do you know to split it that way? Maybe split it the other way. Maraita. It's simple. I mean, I eat gan, I low eat gan. Look, I mean, if he got it in the Shibolim, it means that it never had a time which was chayav truma before it got into his hands. But if it's already called dagan, because you put it in the kri before it came to him, I mean, it makes much more sense to say that then the Torah is not going to say, okay, then we can potter you for Truma Gedola, somehow subsume the chayav of Truma Gedola and the Trumat Maaser. So because of that, it's only logical to apply it this way. The next case we had in the Mishnah is that Maaser Sheni, that you were poda, or Hekdash, you were poda, you can use for Matzvah. I hope so. I mean, why not? It's perfectly kosher kulin. Pshita. Ah, what we're talking about, obviously, is where there was some compromise that had taken place here in the process of pidyon. And what is that compromise? Normally, the owner who takes a pidyon has to pay not only the value to Hekdash, or in the case of Maaser, he has to actually add 25%, which is a fifth of the, 20%, which is a sixth of the total, a fifth of the Iker amount over here. And because of that, in this case where he compromised and didn't as yet pay his chomesh, so there's a problem. And there is where we're talking about the case of Chiddush in the Mishnah. Natanat HaKaren, he took off the Karen, but he didn't take off his chomesh. That's a machlokas, whether it's a sixth or a fifth in terms of externally, with a 25%, which becomes one-fifth, which is how we go. And he didn't do that, whatever it is. And Kamashmalan, it doesn't matter. In other words, it's not Ma'akev, he owes it. He either owes it to Hekesh or he owes it for his Kedushas Maaser Sheni, but it's not Ma'akev, therefore it's mutter to eat. Now, the Mishnah says, Kohanim are allowed to use matzah, that's challah, and truma. Pshita. I mean, it's completely kosher. Why wouldn't it be? Well, because ma'adatema, matzah shava l'chol adam b'inan. I mean, I would have thought, if you talk about matzah of lechemoni, so matzah means something that anybody could eat. I mean, you told me only I could eat this matzah. So maybe that's not included in the matzah. There's a kabash b'lan. The constant repetitive, the repetitive matzot that appear in so many psukim, one of them at least, we used to tell me matzot of any kind, just matzot, you know, forget about it. Challah, truma, regular, it's all the same, that's the point. Of a low, but tevel, you cannot eat. If it's made out of tevel, you're not yotzevasher. Obviously, it's an Israel, shita. Lo tzricha, the case is with a chiddush, where it's tevel, then it's tevel min rabbonah. We're talking about even where the Isra of Tevel is only Darabonin. For instance, suppose the grain had been planted in a flower pot that did not have a hole in it, and therefore gained no nourishment from the underlying ground. In that case, it is really chayiv in the Matanot, but Darabonin were mechayiv. And therefore, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if it's Tevel, that's only Tevel min Rabbanan, you're not able to be Yotze with it. And why you're not able to be Yotze? There's a number of different possibilities. Rashi says it's because it's a mitzvah ba'am ba'avira. The problem is that we're going to see that there's another general blanket issue, which means there cannot be an Isra Achila on something that you're going to be using for matzah. Now, for some reason, Rashi did not apply that in here. And I want you to remember that in a few minutes, when we get to there, we'll be able to consider for a moment why he would introduce a new issue of mitzvah b'avir. Nor could you be yotze with maaser rishon where you never took off truma. Well, of course not. It's an isra achila, pshita. No. We mean you did take off truma, but you only took off the truma of the truma maaser. You did not take off the truma gedol. Now, I would have thought that even in a case where you were mocked in Bikri, so over here the Levi got it when it was already chayim in truma gedola, I would have thought exactly as Rav Papa said to Abaye. Well, I mean, if it's a pasuk, what's the difference? It's b'shibolim or b'kri. The Torah says maaser mina maaser amarti lecha, and that's enough. So I would have thought exactly as Rav Papa said to Abaye. Kiram leiv Rav Papa Abaye kamash malan. Therefore, Mishnah is coming to tell me. Well, remember how Abaye answered that? There were two pesukim, and one of the pesukim was et kol trumat Hashem. That's the case where you're marked in Bikri. And in the case of marked in Bikri, there's no heter. It remains tevel until you take off all of the matamot. Well, obviously, if I wasn't poda at the time, it's not even mine to use. I mean, how can I possibly be yotzi with Hekdash? Pshita. No. What it means is a compromise, but the type of compromise that is not going to leave you a heter. Before we spoke about a compromise where you didn't take off your chomesh. Here we're talking about a compromise that's ma'akev. Ma'ilo niftu, shalo niftu, ki'il katan. For instance, Suppose you used an old asimon to be Bada Maisa Sheni. Those asimons aren't worth anything anyway. None of the phones work on them anymore. And therefore, it's actually an asimon, just means a slug, of course. So if it's an asimon that doesn't have a minted coin, you can't be Yotzi. Why? Tzarta is a strange way of referring to putting something in your pocket. And it's a reference to the fact that the money has to have a tzura, it has to be minted coins. Dover sheyeshlo tzura. Or hegdesh. Hegdesh, if you were mechalal hegdesh on real estate. Since the Torah said vinatana kesef, it has to be something you can give the kamlo. And he didn't. He used the, I mean, certainly perfectly valuable. The guy may think he did his pidyon, but he didn't do his pidyon properly. In this case, it would remain completely hegdesh. Tan rabbanan. Yochol yotzei adam yedei chovato betevel. You might think that a person could be Yotze Matzah using Tevel that wasn't untevel. How could there be a Tevel that wasn't untevel? I mean, any Tevel. I mean, what is Tevel Sholonitkan? Call Tevel by definition Sholonitkan. What are you calling a Tevel? Something that didn't have the Matanot taken. No, we mean Tevel that was had something left. That wasn't finished. That's the point. Shalom Yitkan, cold circle. Friends, let's say you took off Truma Gadola, and you even took off Maaser Rishon. You didn't take off Maaser Sheni, or maybe you didn't take off Maaser Oni. So, okay, fine, I'll give it to charity. I mean, what? But right now, it's certainly not Tevel. No. Any case, anything at all, that was Lo Yitkan, cold circle, remains Tevel. So, for instance, if you took off Truma Gadola, but you didn't take off Truma Maaser. Or perhaps you took off Maaser Rishon, but you didn't take off Maaser Sheni. Or perhaps you took off, Truma Gedola, you took off Truma's Maaser, you took off Maaser Rishon, but you didn't take off Maaser Oni. It's still Tevel. How do I know that that's still unable to be used for your Matzah? Talmud Lomar Lo Tochal Alav Chametz. What can you make Matzah out of? Here's yet another application of that interesting comparison. You cannot make matzah out of anything that, first thing we learned was, that wouldn't become chametz. That's how we excluded the rice, for instance, right? But it also means you can only make matzah out of something that, had it been chametz, would have been usher only because it's chametz. But over here, it would have been also because it's Tevel. So Yotze Zeshe, Yisroel Mishum Bal Tochal Chametz. The reason you're not allowed to eat it is not because it's Chametz. It's because you're not allowed to eat it even if it weren't Chametz. Yotze Mishum Bal Tochal Tevel. What is that supposed to mean, says the Gemara? What do you mean? What happened to Yisroel Chametz? Yisroel Chametz, like an Oser. What are you saying? I'm not Oser Chametz because it's Tevel? Where did the Yisroel Chametz disappear to? Rav Shesh says, you don't understand. This is going a little bit of a shimon. Well, it's ein yisur chalal yisur. And therefore, once it's tevel, it doesn't ever become usur as chametz. And therefore, since we have a rule that only something which could be chametz, you can use for matzah, this will not be an usur chametz. And that explains it.
This tevel is a usur misvidation.
And this is only an usur tevel, not an usur chametz.
No, but which is more chametz?
That doesn't matter. Necessarily. D'tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ochel Nevela Yom HaKippurim. And over here, obviously, Yom HaKippurim is a Kif Karet. And the Nevela is an Isser Lav. But nonetheless, he is Potter from a Karet and therefore from a Chatas. Why? Because it was already Asher's Nevela. Yom Kippur didn't come to Asher the Nevela. Same thing over here. There's already Asher as Tevel, and therefore Chometz didn't come to Asher something that was already Asher as Tevel. Ravina says, wait a minute. We didn't say that it has to be uniquely because of Yisr Chometz. I mean, meaning that it has to be uniquely because of Yisr Tevel. Maybe we're saying, maybe even, additionally. But the Torah is insisting that the Yisr be entirely because of Chometz. But maybe over here, it has to be Yisr. Maybe it has Yisr Chometz. What's Tevel? That's all that it meant. So then it could be going around on also. Mishi Yisro, Mishum Bat, Ochal Chometz, Bilvad. Maybe that's what it means, okay? But Yotzeh Zeh, in this case, where the issue is not only Mishum Bal Tochal Chametz, it's also Af Mishum Bal Tochal Tevel. So why make it work out only on Libet the Rebbe Shimon? Says the Gemara, where do you get the word Bilvad? Is there an issue Chametz? If there's no Chametz, why can't it be Matzah? Where do you come off saying that? The Torah is saying it has to be uniquely as a comment. Therefore, the correct way is Machavarta, the way Rabbi Sheshet said it. And it's going, Aliba Rabbi Shimon. And indeed, there is no Isser Chametz at all in this case, because of any Isser Chametz. Third here, now that we see this, we wonder why Rashi said before the Sfora is because of Mitzvah Baba Veira. If we're able to say that Tevel Tovel Min Rabon, the case that we had was a flower pot that didn't have a negev in it, Otzer Shein Makom. So why couldn't Rashi just have said the same thing? It's Otzer Mishum. So apparently Rashi held. Not everybody agrees with this. But Rashi apparently held that an Isser Derabonon is good enough to say you did something wrong, therefore it's a Mitzvah B'Avera, because an Isser B'Avera is Avera. But it does not qualify to say that this thing is Osir Mishum Tevel. It's not Osir Mishum Tevel. And therefore, as far as the right is concerned, you should have been able to be Yotzei your day, your Chiyuv, of Achilas. Now, therefore, he has to say at the time is because of Mitzvah B'Avera, apparently. Maybe other approaches, but that's one decent approach.
אלו דברים שאדם יוצא בהם ידי חובתו בפסח, בחיטים, בסעורים, בכוסמים, בשיפון, בשיבולת שועל, ויוצאים בדמי ומעשה ראשון שנתלה תרומתו, ומעשה שני והגדיש שנפטו, והכהנים היוצאים בחלו ותרומה. But nobody is Yotze Betevel, or Maitre Shishalon at La Trumato, or Maitre Sheni Vekishalon Yivtu, Chalot HaToda, or Kikei Nazir, it depends. Asan for their own purposes, Hatzwa in Yotze Ben. Asan Linkor Beshuk, then you can decide you want to be Yotze from Hatz. Tan, Kuzmim are a type of Chitin, Shibolat Shual and Shifon are a type of Saorim. Therefore, it could be Terim from one on its the subspecies on the species, and vice versa. Kusmin is, in modern terms, gulba. Shifon is, in modern terms, dishra. Shibolat shul is shvilei tal. Hani'im, but or is v'doch amlo. Now, where would we know that from? You know what I mean? Omer Rav Shlokish, v'chentane tevei Rav Yishmov, v'chentane tevei Rav Elos ben Yaakov, Omer Akra, lo tochal alav chamet shivat yamin tochal alav matzot. This means dvorim haba'im lidei chimutz, אדם יוצא בהם ידי חובתו במצא. יוצאו אלו שאין באים לידי חימוץ, אלו לידי סירחון. מתיתין דלוק רבי יוחנן בן נורי, דיומר אורז מן דגנו, וחייבין על חימוצו כרת, תתניה. רבי יוחנן בן נורי אוסר באורז ודוחה, בדי שקרוב להחמיץ. What do you mean, קרוב להחמיץ? קרוב להחמיץ that it rapidly becomes חומץ, קודם מהחמיץ, or קרוב להחמיץ means it's close to חומץ, but it's not the real thing. חומץ כמה לא היה. Well, obviously, תשמע. תתניה אומר רבי יוחנן בן נורי, אורז מן דגנו, וחייבין על חימוצו כרת, אדם יוצא בו ידי חובתו בפסח. וכן הוא אומר רבי יוחנן בן נורי, קרמית חייבת בחלה. מה קרמית? אומר בעיה שצניתה, you know. No, I don't know. מה שצניתה? אומר פופה, you know שצניתה במשתק רבני קלניתה? אומר רבא ברבא חנה, אומר שלוקש איסה שנילושה ביין ושמן או דבש, אין חייבין הכי מוצר קרית. So Rav Popa and Rav Huna Baredi Rav Yeshua were sitting in front of their Rebbe, Ravidi Baravim, and their Rebbe was taking a little dremel. So they decided to try to work out Rish Lakish's shita between themselves. Amalei Rav Huna Baredi Rav Yeshua Popa, what do you think Rish Lakish's logic is? Amalei, well, it's a brilliant application of the pasuk in the other direction. Amra kro lo tochal alav chamei shivat yamin tochal matzah. So that means dvorim shadam yotzei bem yedei chavato b'matzah. Only those things your chayav achimutzor karet. But since matzah with shemen, dvash, yayin, you won't be yotzei yedei chavato because it's matzah shira. In chayavin achimutzor karet. So Eitvei Ravuna Rav Yeshua Rav Papa. So then how do you explain the contradiction in a case where imcho gima'o, if it's chomet, you're on ushkores, but if it's matzah, ein adam yotze yedei chavato v'pesach, so you see it doesn't apply across the board, because hacha, ein adam yotze yedei chavato v'matzah, and nonetheless you're chayavin achimutza karet. At which point Ravidi Barovin woke up suddenly and said, enough! Kids, please, I'm a darling kid. I need time to read Shlokish. Nothing to do with any of this stuff. It's because Mei Perot and Mei Perot ain't Machmitzim.
If you use the my and my serishon and nitla and so on, the my. How could you be yotzi with the my if it's also to eat it? Because came on the boy mifkal on next. He would have been an ani, and then he could have eaten it. Ashtarami, it's called chazile. The tzanmach elina ta'aniim demai ve'eta aksanya demai. From Ravuna, that, by the way, is machlokis beit shamayim beit hillel. Tana beit shamayim omrim ein ma'achilina ta'aniim demai ve'eta aksanya demai. But beit hillel omrim ma'achilin. Ma'aser rishon shenitla trumato. Pshita, if nitla trumato, it's pure chulin. Why would it be aser? Nah, what we mean is igdimo b'shibolim, and you only took truman ma'aser and not truma gedola. And the reason that it's okay is k'd Rabbi Abbahu. D'om Rabbi Abbahu Rish Lakish, ma'aser rishon shigdimo b'shibolim, potter mi truma gedola, shem avari motam imenu trumat Hashem, which is only ma'aser mina ma'aser. And this means, look, I'm telling you only to take off Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser as the full Trumat Hashem. So Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser Amarti Lecha, and not also Trumat Gedola and Trumat Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser. Amalei Rav Papa, well, that doesn't make any sense, because if that's the drasha, then Elamiyati, even if you're a Makim Mitpikri, I mean, you're saying Zigzerat HaKatuv, so you should also be potter for taking off Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser. Amalei Alecha Makra, Mikol Matnotechem Torimu Et Kol Trumat Hashem, even the Truma Gedola. So, well, how do you know which case covers which? Truma Ra'itha. Well, it's logic. Ha'idgen Ha'iloyigen. Ma'aser Sheni Ve'edvish Sheniftu. I mean, I should hope so. Pshita. No. There was a compromise. Should have done it to Karen, but not done it to Chomish. Kamashman, even so, in Chomish Makev. Hakoanim, I go to Bechala Betruma. Why not? Pshita. Because, by the time of Matzah, has to be Shavala Kolada Mina. Kamash Malon, multiple references to Matzot in the Torah. That the Torah is not Makbit. Matzot, Riba. Like Zaroba Tzichen Unakur, according to Rashi, because mitzvah ba'avira. Veloba Maaser Rishon Shalonat Nitla Trumato Pshita. Lo Tzicha Shigdimo Bikri. And I would have thought, like Rav Papa pointed out to Abaye, if it's a pasuk, it should apply across the board. Kamash v'lan k'rishani le, as Abaye pointed out to him, no. That's why it says, Mikol t'botel t'chem et kol trumat Hashem. V'lo ma'aser sheni v'egdash v'shalo niftu. Well, obviously, we're talking about they were niftu. But we were niftu with a compromise that was ma'akeh. For instance, lo niftu k'yochatan ma'aser sheni, Pado agabe asimon, rachmanom of it sarta akesa. It has to be a davar sheish lo tzura, hegdesh, when you're mechalad it on karka. And the Torah says, vinatana akesa vekama. Tun rabon on yoch, yotze adam yodei chavato betevo shalo nitkan. Tevo shalo nitkan. What the heck does that mean? Kol tevo shalo nitkan. No, I mean, tevo shalo nitkan completely. That's the point. In other words, you took off shuba gedola, maybe not trumas meiser. Or you took off Ma'aser Rishon, not Ma'aser Sheni. Or you took off everything, and you just didn't take off Ma'aser Ani. How do I know that that is still called Tevel Gomer? Talmud lomar lo tochal alav chametz, mi shizro mishum ba tochal alav chametz, that is a Sheni shizro mishum ba tochal alav chametz. Bottom line is it's mishum ba tochal tevel. And that's the point, not that the chametz has to be 99% pure of other things. I understand what happened to the Yisrof Chometz. What, just because it's Tevel? There's no Yisrof Chometz? Correct. I'm Reb Sheshes. I'm on the Rebbe Shimini. The Yomar Ein Yisrof Chalal Yisrof. That Reb Shimini on there. Ochel Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim. Potter. Ravina says, why does it have to be only Rebbe Shimini? Why can't it be going like a Rabbana? And all it means over here is something that only is Asim Shabbat Tochal Chametz. But over here it also has another Isser. Yotze Zeshin Yisro Mishbal Tochal Chametz uniquely, Ela Af Mishum Bal Tochal Teva. Yeah, that's very difficult to believe. Where would that come from? But say that in the Pasuk. Mirei Bilvat Ktiv. It just says Bal Tochal Chametz. Ela Machvar Tekin Reb Sheshes. And then in fact, it's going like Reb Shimon. And there really is no Isser Chametz in this case. Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Lamed Hey, and we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah near the top of the daf. Elu devarim shadam yotzei v'em yedei chovato bePesach. The following species are usable for making dough for matzah, and you could be yotzei your chiyuv of eating matzah on Pesach, and they are, of course, the famous five types of grain: chitim, seorim, kusmim, shifon, shibolet shuah, so that you could use your wheat and your barley, and then we'll see that secondary to these, you also have your spelt and your rye and your oats. And you could be yotzei with these things, even if they are what appears to be aser b'achila, which is strange, because we'll see that you really can't be yotzei with something aser b'achila. And this is, of course, another one of those mishnayot we've been through many, many times. That when we say demai, maaser rishon, you could be yotzei with demai or maaser rishon, where you took off the truma. And that should be completely kosher. Everyone's going to ask, what the heck is the chiddush on that? Or ma'aser sheni v'hekdesh niftu. And obviously, we're going to have to explain that it means things weren't done right, and nonetheless, it's not ma'akev. You could be yotzei or matzah. Kohanim can also be yotzei if their matzah is made out of challah and truma, despite the fact that nobody else would be allowed to eat it but a kohen. It doesn't have to be universally accessible. Aval, but nobody could be yotzei matzah that was made out of real tevel, as opposed to demai, which you will recall is the derabbanan chiyuv, to take something which you have a right to be right, they consider to be taken off maaser, but since it's purchased from an amor, it's someone who's not 100% reliable, so even though you should be able to rely on it, it's at harov, the rabbanan where it goes, there a new chiyuv called demai. So demai you could be yotzei, but not real tevel, and not maaser rishon shalon yitlat rumato, not something that you did not finish taking off the truma after taking off maaser rishon, or not maaser sheni or hekdesh that you did not take a real pidyon on. Again, this should be obvious because it's all included in the same as achila. The Gemara will explain why each one is a chiyuv. If you made chalot hatodah, which are made as matzah, or rikike nazir, made as matzah, well, if you made them for their own purposes, for the Lechem Todah or for the Nazir, then you cannot change your mind now and say, you know what, I'm going to use this for my matzah too. You can't do that. And we'll see exactly what the case is in the Gemara. But if you made it to sell for those purposes, let's say you made matzah and you're out there in the market saying, anybody want to buy Lechem Todah for your Brinita Korban, or if you're a Nazir, I've got everything ready for you, then you can be out if somebody wants to buy just for matzah. Okay, so now let's get into the first part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah discussed the various species. The Braita says you should know that kusmi is actually a type of chitim. And shibolet shual and shifon is actually a type of seorin, which would mean that you could take off meiser, let's say, from one on the other. It's not considered to be drubas and meiser, mimina and alshena mina, because these are all part of the same family. So it's a subspecies. We view actually there being two types of grain, chita v'sora, as we find in the Eretz Yisrael, and these are those grains. And then there are also these subspecies which include rye and barley, and oats and spelt. Those are included.
Subspecies of which? Doesn't matter?
We just said, yeah, of course it matters. Kusmin, if you could take it for chitim. Shibolet shul and shifon, you could take for saorin. Of course it matters. You wouldn't be able to take kusmin and use it for taking off meiser, let's say, for saorin or for any of the others. Each one. It's families. There's two families here. Now, the clear indication of Mishnah, the Gemara wants to explain in their terminology what these things were. So what exactly are these things? Kusmin is called in our local Aramaic tongue, gulba. Shifon is called disha. Shibolet shual is actually called shivilet tala, which means shibolet shual. Shual meaning a fox. Tala is a halabid ne'isagid. I remember Rashi with Yosef and Yaakov as a fox. So in Aramaic, it's shivilet tala. But anyway, it's clear from the Mishnah that these and only these are kosher for matzah. Hani'in, but oraz v'dochan, let's say, so if you had millet or you had rice, you could not. How do you know that? Omer, Rapiram, and Lokish, v'chaitan and v'er v'shmo, v'chaitan and v'er v'liaz ben Yaakov. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, lo tochal alav chametz, shivat yamim tochal alav matzot. Now, the interrelationship between chametz and matzah is very fascinating, because it's clear that the pasuk is saying that the thing that you mustn't eat, which is chametz, is the thing that you should eat in the form of matzah. And therefore, we learn from there, is that matzah can only be made of something that could be chametz. That's the point. It's not because there's somewhere in the Torah it said the word, you know, grain or anything like that. It didn't say that. But it did say that it needs to be able to rise. And that means, so if something could theoretically become chametz, then, if you make it properly, you're yotzi your matzah. These things, however, will never become chametz. So if you let a rice mixture, a rice flour mixture, or a millet flour mixture, sit there in water, what happens is it doesn't rise, it starts to rot. So depending on the particular microorganisms that are attracted to these things, it will either rise and will be a dover that is mosif to the value of the mixture, or it'll just make it completely wrecked or partially wrecked. And therefore, it's not called chimutz, it's called sirachon, it's called radon. And it's not included, therefore, in the possibilities of chometz, and therefore cannot be matzah. Now, clearly, our mission is not going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, but nidin de lok Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that orez is actually a min dagan. First of all, forget about what, it even is a type of grain. And if it becomes chometz, it's real chometz. And you're chayav al chimutz so karet the time. Take a look at this bride, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, oser ba'orez v'dochan. He considers orez and dochan to be true chametz b'pnei shekarov la'achmitz. Now you can't, he says, don't even make a pot of this stuff on Pesach. Don't make yourself a rice pudding on Pesach. Why? Well, it's not clear what this means. Karov lach means. Karov lach means could mean one of two things. Iboy. Karov lach means, does that mean it becomes chametz very quickly? And therefore you can't rely on, well, it's okay, I'll just boil it up very quickly, so it's okay, I'll eat my rice. Or does it mean, Odilma karov lach means have it? Does it mean it's close to chametz? It's not really chametz. In other words, he agrees that it's a type of sirachon. But it's close enough to chometz that it would be also maybe as chometz nuksha. But chometz gomer lo hab. So I understand. How could you think that's what it means? You just said the brayta, tashma, the tanya. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, orez mitaganu v'chayavin al chimutzo karet. Obviously, if you're going to be chayav karet, it's got to be chometz gomer. Because if it's chometz nuksha, you're not chayev, as we're going to see, not chayev karet, on a chometz which is a partial chometz, it's not really good to eat. And therefore, he's clearly telling you that it's possible to be truly machmitz. So what then would be the word of karov lachmitz? It becomes chometz quickly. If according to him, you have to be more machmer on mixtures of rice than you would on something else. Because it's like the ultimate chometz in how quickly it will become chometz. V'chein, Haya Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer. Another interesting thing that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said was that karamit is chayev in challah, and it's an actual type of dough that you would be chayev in reshit. What is that karamit? My karamit, you know, says Abaya, shitznita. What the heck is shitznita? My shitznita is not much of a help. Omer of Papa, shitznita is the mishtak habeni kalanita. That is what we call ketzach. It's the Nigel, you know, there's all kinds of different. They call it black cumin, but I don't. It's really, cumin is usually refers to a different species. This has become very popular over the past few years. You know, they started putting it on crackers. They started serving it on elal, actually as a snack. Crackers with ketzach. It's a very spiked, picante kind of taste. And I think Osan actually started putting out a ketzach type lachmit. So it's interesting. You just start finding a lot of it in the marketplace. Yeah, so it's like this, and it actually is found beni kalanita. It's between the poppies. So the poppies, you have to find these large, very large, beautiful flowers. They're like wide open with these long stems. That's what the ketzach grows on, and it grows beni kalanita. So it's perfect. Anybody who would take a walk would recognize. Oh, that's what you mean. So yes. So he wants that was to be chayav mechal. Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Omer Ish Lakish. If you took a dough that you made it using, instead of water, you used wine, or you used oil, or you used honey, so yayin, or shemen, or dvash, ein chayavin al chimutza karet. If that dough would be allowed to sit around and rise, you wouldn't be chayav karet on it. Yadiv Rav Papa, Rav Huna ben Yeshua, Kameh Rav Yidi Bar Avin. So Rav Papa, Rav Huna ben Yeshua were in front of Rav Yidi Bar Avin, who was the Rebbe. The point was, however, that Rav Yidi Bar Avin was sort of dozing, And he was not able to respond to them in his dozing state. And they had just learned this mimer of Reish Lakish. So they were wondering, you know, while the Rebbe was sleeping, on Azder Rebbe Shlov, on Azder Rebbe Shlov. So what happened? They were discussing it. What could be the logic? So, Omar Le Ravuna, pray the Rishul of Papa. My time to Reish Lakish. Why would Reish Lakish say that? Just because it's made of wine, that therefore it's not considered to be Chometz, Yachai of Koretz. Omar Le, I'll tell you why. Because this is the opposite. It's fascinating. It's the opposite interrelationship of Chometz and Matzah than what we just had, which that only things that can become Chometz, you could be Yotzei Matzah. Well, the opposite is also true. Only things that you could be Yotzei Matzah have an Issa Chometz. Now, that's amazing. What would that be? In other words, if you could be Yotzei Matzah, can you be Yotzei Matzah using matzah that was made out of honey? No. Why? Because the source is Lechemoni. And by no stretch of the imagination, this is Lechemoni. It's for highly enriched and rich people's bread. So therefore, remarkably, that means that by definition, you wouldn't be chayev on it for the chometz either, if you allowed it to be chometz, because it can't be matzah.
But does machmit?
Yes, definitely. That's I mean, this isn't true, but this is what he was saying. You know, he only got away with this because the Rebbe was asleep. You know, but it was certainly a highly creative solution. You know? So that's the point. So dvarim shadam yotzei ben yedecho vato b'matzah chayavin oki mitzor karet. However, this particular thing over in adam yotzei ben yedecho vato, why not? Because it's matzah ashira, ein chayavin oki mitzor karet. Asked for Papa, how can you say this? I'll bring you an example of something that doesn't follow that rule. It says you took your matzah and you melt it in water, and then you glug the whole thing down. So if it was chometz that you took and you melted in water, it's a piece of bread. Melted in water, you glug it down, what's the din? You're chayav karet. But if you do this to your matzah, you won't be yotzi yedecho vato b'pesach. Rashi learns you won't be yotzi yedecho vato. It's a derech achiyu. But in any event, wouldn't that be a contradiction to your rule? Only something that you could be Yotzei Matzah, you could be Chayav on Chometz. Or you can't be Yotzei Matzah this way. You should be able to be Chayav on Chometz this way. So anyway, there they were having this wonderful discussion. You know, does this make sense? Well, Rapop is saying, should we start being machalic between the modality of eating versus the content of what you're eating, when all of a sudden comes along the Rebbe and he wakes up. And that's the end of all of this fantasy. It's Arbahu Ravid Bar Avin. At that point, Ravid Bar Avin couldn't take it anymore, even in his sleep. You know? And he was, that's what the philosopher was saying, it's Arbahu. He got up to them. You know? He got up to them. Amalo Kindelach, Kindelach, Genuche, Dardiki. Listen here, kids. It's been a nice discussion, but let me tell you what's going on over here. I know time of the Reish Lakish. The real meaning of Reish Lakish is because in utilizing Mei Perot, that's the point. Mei Perot in Machmitzin. That's the real point. So if you're using Shemen or Yayin or Dvash, then you cannot possibly be Yotzei Matzah because it could never become Chometz, exactly as we said before. And since these things don't allow true, now there's a big matzah, of course this is the whole egg matzah thing, you know, the egg matzah or the apple the matzah shira bread, yeah, or cakes that they serve on Erev Yom Tov and things like that. So I mean, here's a big machlokes. It says ein machmitzin. So basically, Rashi and Tosfos hold that it's ein machmitzin means as real chimutz to be chayef karet, but certainly also. And the truth is, it's a three-way machlokes about how to understand this, the egg matzah question. Does it mean ein machmitzin at all? It's kosher milchachila. Those were also things Rabbeinu Tam used to eat these honey cakes on Erev Pesach. And he's considered that to be something that's no problem at all, even the chatchila. And since you can't be yotzei with matzah, there's no problem of eating it on Erev Pesach, because you're not allowed to eat matzah from the afternoon, but that's only if you could be yotzei with that, but you can't be yotzei with this matzah. It's good from all sides, you know. Others learn that that's something in a midway. And this is Tosfos here also says that to him is the only way of understanding, and that's Rabbeinu Tam. It's not machmitz at all, not like Rashi. It's not machmitz at all. However, when we talk about cases where you cannot use it, it's because it's mixed with something else. If you mix it with any water, then it makes it even worse, because then it's mischametz more rapidly. So by adding a little bit of wine or a little bit of oil, you're going to make it a bigger problem. Now, lemaisa, in terms of the halacha, naturally, the Sfarim eat this stuff. It's a paskan like the Shulchan Aruch. The Ashkenazim, the Rama answers it. The reason, the question, why exactly he answers either. Some learn because he's going like Rashi, so that it really is machbitz, but it's not machbitz completely, but it's certainly an iser. Or because of the chashash, that maybe if there's a little bit of mortar mixed in it, then we have to be machmer like the Rabbi Natan says, which is it's going to become even more chametz. So how can we rely on 100%? There wasn't any water at all that was mixed in with the apple juice, and so on. So because of that, the Ashkenazim do not eat it, unless somebody says a chayla, and so on. I think they actually put these things out with a sherim for Pesach, but it says only for children or for cholin and that type of thing. Okay. In any event, that explains the species. Now let's go on to the other question. What about the heter achila in order for it to be yotzei d'achiyah? So the Mishnah says you can be yotzei if it's demai, or if it's maaser rishon, we have a nitla trumato, and so on. So let's go through step by step. Demai. How in the world could you be yotzei with matzah that's demai if you're not allowed to eat it? Halo chazile. And we're going to see later on, if you're not allowed to eat, you're not able to be yotzei b'chiyuv matzah. And if that's the case, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Ah, it does, you see. Because anybody can eat demai. Why? Because kivini boy mafkala nichse havi ani. Anybody can easily become poor, especially in this country. You know, so it's not a problem. If you want to become poor, all you got to do is make an investment in the bank. Oh, well, you could even be mafkir in the chasim. That works almost as well. And the moment you're mafkir in the chasim, you become an ani. But the moment that you become an ani, you're allowed to eat demai. So who's the money? Ashtami chasim. Where do I get that from? The Tan, the Mishnah says, b'ferush, ma'achilin et ha'aniyim demai, v'et ha'chsanya demai. That you are allowed to give aniyim, they're allowed to take demai. And the people that are feeding the army that is barracked by them, Tosis brings in Rishama, it's referring to a non-Jewish army, even though you'd think that as a din of paying up your debts using something that you're not allowed to, you're really relieved to take Trumas and Mises from, it's okay. You can give it to them, and that's a machloket actually. And Tana and the Bright that makes it clear that that's Beit Hillel Shita. That Beit Shammai Omrim in Machlim Etaniim Dibai V'Tachsan Yadimai. Beit Hillel Omrim Machlim. The Tosis has an interesting possible approach. He says maybe the point over here is not because you can eat mine, because theoretically you could be an ani, but because you are an ani when it comes to eating matzah, because matzah is lechem oni. So that means that everyone eating matzah is eating it as an ani. No, you're not allowed to on yantar. I'm not allowed to take off my seat.
Put aside the pot and say.
You're not allowed to do that on yantar.
You make your property after on
yantar. What?
You make your property after on yantar?
Yeah, there's ways to. He's not a Kenyan at all. Okay, continues the Mishnah. And Maaser Rishon Shenitlar Trumato, you're allowed to use. I should hope so. I mean, obviously, Pshita Kivishenitlar Trumato. I mean, if you took off Truma already, why the heck would I think that you're not allowed to eat it? It's plain and simple chulinave. Lo tzricha shidimo b'shibolim. V'nata v'mena Trumat Maaser, v'nata v'mena Truma Gidola. Now remember, let's just review the sugya so we can run through it quickly. We've had it so many times. The din is, normally, you first take the grain, you put it into a pile. That's called idgun. At that moment, it has a din of dagan. Once it has a din of dagan, then you're chayiv in reshit dagancha. What is reshit dagancha? Truma gedoyla. Then it comes along the levi, and he gets his maaser rishon. Out of his maaser rishon, he needs to take truma, which is a tenth of a tenth, not a little bit, but this is actually called Trumat Maaser, is a tenth of a tenth, Maaser Min HaMaaser, and then he takes off that, and then he's allowed to eat his Maaser Rishon. Now, how about in a case where the Levi got his Maaser before the Truma Gedola was ever taken off? Now, there's two possible ways that could happen. The Levi may have received his Maaser before you ever made the pile of Dagan, so that it was still in sheaves. Levi's walking through, the guy says, hey, you need something, you could take it and turn it into grain yourself, you know, take the sheaf as it is, this will be, I'm giving you my miser. So then when the Levi received it, it wasn't even chayav in Truma Gedola, but for him to be able to eat it, he still needs to take off Truma of Maaser. So that's something else, that's a Maaser and a Maaser. In that case, he does not have to take off Truma Gedolah also. Because when he received it, it was a chayav in Truma Gedolah. And we're going to see the Torah as a pasuk that makes it clear that there are times that you only need to take off Trumat Maser, and not Truma Gedolah plus Trumat Maser. Now, the other way that this might have happened is that the Levi came by, they had already finished the pile. The guy did not yet have a chance to take off his truma. He should have. But since the Levi was here, he took the opportunity of taking out Maaser. He gives it to the Levi before he takes off the Truma Gedolah. In that case, as we're going to see, the Levi has to take off both Truma Gedolah and the Trumat Maaser before he can eat it. Otherwise, it remains Tevel because of the chiyuv of taking off Truma that was there before the Levi even arrived. Okay, so those are the two cases. And therefore, what the Mishnah is coming to tell me, the finish of the Mishnah is that even though it was nitla trumato, but it wasn't nitla truma gedola. That's what it means over here. It was nitla only trumat maaser. And that's the case. Lo tzricha sheikdimo b'shibolim. The case is that the Levi got it before it was ever chayev in truma gedola, and he took off trumat maaser. But lo nitla imenu truma gedola, he never took off the truma gedola. And why is this okay to eat, and therefore the Mishnah says, your yotze, your chiyah? Because it's following the limud of Rabbi Abo. The Omer Rabbi Abo, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Maaser Rishon, Shikdimo b'shibolin. If a lady gets Maaser Rishon out of the sheaves before they were turned into Dagan, then the lady is parted from Truma Gedolah. Why? Because the Torah says, V'hare motam mimenu trumat Hashem. Take off the Lord's portion, which is what? Maaser mina maaser. Well, I mean, we know what that amount is. So why are you saying that's the Lord's portion? And that's, yes, that's the point. The Lord's portion is only one-tenth of a tenth, not the additional portion of Truma Gedolah. So that's what it's telling you is, Maaser mina maaser amarti lecha v'lo Truma Gedolah plus the Maaser mina maaser, plus Trumat Maaser. So you see, you can get away with only taking off the one-tenth instead of the additional small amount, the 1/60th, 40th, 50th, before you take off that additional one-tenth from the tenth. Now, wait a minute. I mean, if this is a pasuk, so then that would be true no matter what. How did you get at the idea that it makes a difference as to whether the lady got the Maaser Rishon while it was in this form of Shibolim before it was Idgun, or whether he took it after it was Idgun? The Torah seems to be saying that as long as a lady takes off one-tenth of a tenth, he doesn't have to worry about Truma Gedolah under any and all circumstances. So if that's the case, if it's a pasuk, you can't just arbitrarily explain the pasuk is referring to one case and not the other. Well, the Torah thought of you, and it's because of the likes of you who make us problems that the pasuk had to clarify, alecha, it's because of you, that the pasuk says, miko matnotechem tarimu et kol trumat Hashem. So here it says, from any of the matanot, including Maaser Rishon, you have to make sure that all of the types of truma, kol trumat Hashem, both truma gedolah and trumat Maaser, Maaser mina Maaser, have to be taken off. So what does that mean? That we have a contradiction of circumstances. On the one hand it says, only take off a tenth of a tenth. On the other hand it says, no, you can't get away with taking off a tenth of a tenth, you have to also take off kol trumat Hashem. How do we explain it? Therefore, it must be there's two different cases. In a case where the lady received it b'shibolim, it's enough to take off a tenth of a tenth. If he received it, what it was, he already idgan, then he takes off also truma gedolah. Well, how do you know to split it that way? Maybe split it the other way. Maraita. It's simple. I mean, I eat gan, I low eat gan. Look, I mean, if he got it in the Shibolim, it means that it never had a time which was high for Truma before it got into his hands. But if it's already called Dagan, because he put it in the Kree before it came to him, I mean, it makes much more sense to say that then the Torah is not going to say, okay, then we can potter you from Truma Gedolah, somehow subsume the Chiyuv of Truma Gedolah and the Trumat Maaser. So because of that, it's only logical to apply it this way. The next case we had in the Mishnah is that Maaser Sheni, that you were poda, or Hekdesh, and you were poda, you can use for Matzvah. I hope so. I mean, why not? It's perfectly kosher kulin. Pshita. What we're talking about, obviously, is where there was some compromise that had taken place here in the process of pidyon. And what is that compromise? Normally, the owner who takes a pidyon has to pay not only the value to Hekdesh, or in the case of Maaser, he has to actually add 25%, which is a fifth of the 20%, which is a sixth of the total, a fifth of the ikar amount over here. And because of that, in this case where he compromised and didn't as yet pay his chomesh, so there's a problem. And there is where we're talking about the case of chiddush in the Mishnah. Matanat HaKeren, he took off the Keren, but he didn't take off his chomesh. It's a machlokas, whether it's a sixth or a fifth in terms of externally, whether 25%, which becomes one fifth, which is how we go. And he didn't do that, whatever it is. And Kamashmalan, that doesn't matter. In other words, it's not Ma'akev, he owes it. He either owes it to Hekdesh or he owes it for his Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. But it's not Ma'akev, therefore it's mutter to eat. Now, the Mishnah says, Kohanim are allowed to use matzah, that's kala, and truma. Pshita. I mean, it's completely kosher. Why wouldn't it be? Well, because ma'adatema, matzah shava l'chol adam b'inan. I mean, I would have thought, if you're talking about matzah of lechemoni, so matzah means something that anybody could eat. I mean, you told me only I could eat this matzah. So maybe that's not included in the matzah Torah's Kabash Malan. The constant repetitive, oh God, the repetitive matzot that appear in so many psukim, one of them at least, we used to tell me matzot of any kind. Just matzot, you know, forget about it. Challah, truma, regular, it's all the same. That's the point. Of a low, but tevel, you cannot eat. If it's made out of tevel, you're not yotzevacher. Obviously, it's an Israel. Shiva. Lo tzricha, the case is with a chiddush, where it's tevel, that is tevel min rabbonah. We're talking about even where the iser of tevel is only to rabbonah. For instance, suppose the grain had been planted in a flower pot that did not have a hole in it, and therefore gained no nourishment from the underlying ground. In that case, it is really chayav in the matanot, but the rabbonah were mechayav. And therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if it's tevel, that's only tevel min rabbanan, you're not able to be yotzei with it. And why you're not able to be yotzei? There's a number of different possibilities. Rashi says it's because it's a mitzvah ha'ba'am ba'avira. The problem is that we're going to see that there's another general blanket issue, which means there cannot be an isra achila on something that you're going to be using for matzah. Now, for some reason, Rashi did not apply that thing here. And I want you to remember that in a few minutes, when we get to there, we'll be able to consider for a moment why he would introduce a new issue of mitzvah b'avirah. Nor could you be yotze with my serishon where you never took off truma. Well, of course not. It's an israchila, pshita. No. We mean you did take off truma, but you only took off the truma of the truma maaser. You did not take off the truma gedola. Now, I would have thought that even in a case where you were mocked in bikri, so over here the Levi got it when it was already chayim in truma gedola, I would have thought exactly as Rav Papa said to Abaye. Well, I mean, if it's a pasuk, what's the difference? It's b'shibolim or b'kri. The Torah says, ma'aser mina ma'aser amarti lecha. And that's enough. So I would have thought exactly as the Rav Papa said to Abaye. Kiramalei Rav Papa Abaye, kamash malan. Therefore, the Mishnah is coming to tell me, well, remember how Abaye answered that? There were two psukim. And one of the psukim was, et kol trumat Hashem. That's the case. We were marked in Bikri. And in the case of marked in Bikri, there's no heter. It remains tevel until you take off all of the matamot. Well, obviously, if I wasn't poded, Simon, it's not even mine to use. I mean, how can I possibly be yotzi with Hegdash? Pshita. No. What it means is a compromise, but the type of compromise that is not going to leave you a heter. Before we spoke about a compromise where you didn't take off your chomesh. Here we're talking about a compromise that's ma'akev. Ma'elo niftu, shalo niftu, ki'il katan. For instance, suppose you used an old asimon to be put in my sasheni. Those asimons aren't worth anything anyway. None of the phones work on them anymore. And therefore, it's actually an asimon, just means a slug, of course. So if it's an asimon that doesn't have a minted coin, you can't be yotzi. Why? Tzarta is a strange way of referring to putting something in your pocket. And it's a reference to the fact that the money has to have a tzura, it has to be minted coins. Davar sheyesh lo tzura. Or hegdesh. Hegdesh, if you were mechalal hegdesh on real estate. Since the Torah said vinatan hakesef, it has to be something you can give the kamlo. And he didn't. He used the, I mean, certainly perfectly valuable. The guy may think he did a spidyon, but he didn't do a spidyon properly. In this case, it would remain completely hegdesh. Tan rabbana. Yocho yotzei adam yidei chovato betevel. You might think that a person could be yotzei matzah using tevel that wasn't untevel, like says Gemara. How could there be a tevel that wasn't untevel? I mean, any tevel. I mean, what is tevel shulon kan? Kol tevel by definition is only kan. What are you calling a tevel? Something that didn't have the matanot taken. No, we mean tevel that was had something left that wasn't finished. That's the point. Shulon kan kol tzorcho. Friends, let's say you took off truma gedola and you even took off Meiser Rishon. You used to take off Meiser Sheni, or maybe you didn't take off Meiser Oni. So, okay, fine, yeah, I'll give to charity. I mean, what? But right now, it's certainly is not tevel. No. Any case, anything at all, that was lo nitkan kol tzorcho remains tevel. So, for instance, if you took off truma gedola, but you didn't take off trumat maaser. Or perhaps you took off maaser rishon, but you didn't take off maaser sheni. Or perhaps you took off, truma gedola, you took off trumas maaser, you took off maaser rishon, but you didn't take off maaser oni. It's still tevel. How do I know that that's still unable to be used for your matzah? Talmud lomar lo tochal alav chametz. What can you make matzah out of? Here's yet another application of that interesting comparison. You cannot make matzah out of anything that, first thing we learned was, that wouldn't become chametz. That's how we excluded the rice, for instance, right? But it also means you can only make matzah out of something that, had it been chametz, would have been usher only because it's chametz. But over here, it would have been usher because it's tevel. So yotze zeh she'isru mishum bal tochal chametz. The reason you're not allowed to eat it is not because it's chametz. It's because you're not allowed to eat it even if it weren't chametz. Yalom mishum bal tochal tevel. What is that supposed to mean, says Gemara? What do you mean? What happened to Mr. Chametz? You saw the comments like an Oslo. What are you saying? I'm not Oslo comments because it's tevel? Where did the Israel comments disappear to? Rav Shesh says, you don't understand. This is going a little bit of a shimon. Well, it's any sur kalal isur. And therefore, once it's tevel, it doesn't ever become Oslo as comments. And therefore, since we have a rule that only something which could be comments you can use for matzah, this will not be an Israel comments. And that explains it.
This tevel is Isser Misa Bidesh.
And this is only an Isser tevel, not an Isser Chometz.
No, but which is more Chometz?
That doesn't matter. Sir. Netanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ochel Nevela Yom HaKippurim. And over here, obviously, Yom HaKippurim is a Kippur Karet. And the Nevela is an Isser Lav. But nonetheless, he is potter from a Karet and therefore from a Chatas. Why? Because it was already Isser's Nevela. Yom Kippur didn't come to Isser the Nevela. Same thing over here. There's already Aser as Tevel, and therefore Chometz didn't come to Aser something that was already Aser as Tevel. Ravina says, wait a minute. We didn't say that it has to be uniquely because of Aser Chometz. I mean, meaning that it has to be uniquely because of Aser Tevel.
You know.
Maybe we're saying maybe even additionally. But the Torah is insisting that the Isser be entirely because of chametz. But maybe over here, it has to be certain. Maybe it has Isser chametz. What's tevel? That's all that it meant. So then it could be going around on also. Mishi Isserol, Mishum Bato, Chametz Bilvad. Maybe that's what it means. Okay? But Yotzezeh, in this case, where the Isser is not only Mishum Bato, Chametz, it's also Af Mishum Bato, Chatevel. So why make it work out only a little bit of Rabbi Shimon? Says the Gemara, where do you get the word bilvad? I mean, is there an Isser Chometz? If there's no Chometz, why can't it be matzah? Where do you come off saying that? The Torah is saying it has to be uniquely Isser Chometz. Therefore, the correct way is machavarta, the way Reb Shesha said it, and it's going aliba Rebbe Shimon, and indeed there is no Isser Chometz at all in this case, because of any Isser Chometz. Third here, now that we see this, we wonder why Rashi said before the Sfora is because of mitzvah baba veira. If we're able to say that tevel tovel min rabon, the case that we had was a flower pot that didn't have a neck of it, that's a chin and knuckle. So why couldn't Rashi just have said the same thing? It's usher mishum. So apparently Rashi held, not everybody agrees with this, but Rashi apparently held that an iser derabbanan is good enough to say you did something wrong, therefore it's a mitzvah b'avera, because an iser b'avera is avera. But it does not qualify to say that this thing is usher mishum tevel. It's not usher mishum tevel. And therefore, as far as the right is concerned, you should have been able to be yotze your day, your chiyuv of achilas man. Therefore, he has to say it at the time is because of mitzvah bo bavera. Apparently, maybe other approaches, but that's one decent approach. אלו דברים שאדם יוצא בהם ידי חובתו בפסח, בחיטים, בסעורים, בכוסמים, בשיפון, בשיבולת שועל, ויוצאים בדמי במעשר ראשון שנתלה תשומתו, במעשר שני והגל שנפטו, והכהנים היוצאים בחלו ותשומה. But nobody is yotze betevel or ma'aser shishalon at la trumato or ma'aser sheni ve'shalon yiftu chalot atoda or kikei nazir. It depends. Asan for their own purposes. That's why in yotze ben. Asan l'mkor b'shuk. Then you can decide you want to be yotze from out. Tan. Kusmim are a type of chitim. Shibolat shual and shifon are a type of sa'orim. Therefore, it could be terim from one on its subspecies on the species and vice versa. Kusmin is in modern terms gulba, shifon is in modern terms dishra, shibolat shual is shvilei tal. Hani'im, but oriz v'doch amlo. Now, where would we know that from? You know what I mean? Omer Rav Shlakish, v'chentane devei Rav Yishmael, v'chentane devei Rav Elos ben Yaakov, Omer Akra, lo tochal alav chamet shivat yamin tochal alav matzot. This means dvorim haba'im lidei chimutz. אדם יוצא בהם ידי חובתו במצא. יוצאו אלו שאין באים לידי חימוץ, אלו לידי סירחון. מתיתין דלוק רבי יוחנן בן נורי, דיומר אורז מן דגן הוא, וחייבין על חימוצו כרת, תתניא. רבי יוחנן בן נורי אוסר באורז ודוחה, בדי שקרוב להחמיץ. What do you mean, קרוב להחמיץ? קרוב להחמיץ that it rapidly becomes חומץ, קודם מהחמיץ, or קרוב להחמיץ means it's close to חומץ, but it's not the real thing. חומץ כמה לא עד. Well, obviously, תשמע. תתניא אומר רבי יוחנן בן נורי, אורז מן דגן הוא, וחייבין על חימוצו. מוצא כרת, אדם יוצא בו ידי חובתו בפסח. וכן היה אומר רבי יוחנן בן נורי, קרמית חייבת בחלה. מה קרמית? אומר, בעיה שצניתה, you know. No, I don't know. מה שצניתה? אומר, פאפה, you know שצניתה במשתק רבני קלניתה? אומר רבא ברבא חנה, אומר, שלוקיש איסה שנילושה ביין ושמן ודבש, אין חייבין הכי מוצא כרת. So Rav Popa and Ravuna Bereder of Yeshua were sitting in front of their Rebbe, Ravidi Baravim, and their Rebbe was taking a little Dremel. So they decided to try to work out Rish Lakish Yeshita between themselves. Amalei Ravuna Bereder of Yeshua or Popa, what do you think Rish Lakish's logic is? Amalei, well, it's a brilliant application of the pasuk in the other direction. So that means Dvorim Shadam Yotzei Bem Yedei Chovato B'Matzah. Only those things your Chayav Achimutz are correct. But since Matzah with Shemen, Dvash, Yayin, you won't be Yotzei Yedei Chovato because it's Matzah Shira. In Chayav Achimutz are correct. So eight Ve'Runa Rather Yeshua of Papa. So then how do you explain the contradiction in a case where Imcho Gima'o, if it's Chomet, you're on Ishkores, but if it's Matzah, Ein Adam Yotzei Yedei Chovato B'Pesach. So you see it doesn't apply across the board, because Hacha, Ein Adam Yotzei Yedei Chovato B'Matzah, and nonetheless you're Chayavin Achimutza Karet. At which point Ravidi Barovin woke up suddenly and said, enough! Kids, please, I'm a darling kid. I need time to read Shlokish. Nothing to do with any of this stuff. It's because May Perot and May Perot ain't Machmitzim. Yotzei meir yotzei yerchiev if you use Demai and Meiser Rishon and Nitla and so on. Demai? How could you be yotzei with Demai if it's also to eat it? Holo chazile. Because Kiv andi boy mifkal anerset. He would have been an ani, and then he could have eaten it. Ashtarami, it's called Chazilei. The Tzan Ma'achilina Ta'aniim Demai, the Eta Achsanya Demai. From Ravuna, that, by the way, is Ma'achlokis Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, Tana Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein Ma'achilina Ta'aniim Demai, the Eta Achsanya Demai, but Beit Hillel Omrim Ma'achilin. Maaser Rishon Shenitla Trumato. Pshita, if Nitla Trumato, it's pure chulin. Why would it be Aser? Nah, what we mean is Igdimo B'Shibolim, and you only took Truman Maaser and not Truman Gedola. And the reason that it's okay is Kid Rabbi Abo. Dom Rabbi Abo, Rish Lakish, Maaser Rishon Shigdimo B'Shibolim, Potter Mitruma Gedola, Shem Avari Motami Menu Trumat Hashem, which is only Maaser Mina Maaser. And this means, look, I'm telling you only to take off Maaser Mina Maaser as the full Trumat Hashem. So Maaser Mana Maaser Amarti Lecha, and not also Truma Gedola and Trumat Maaser Mana Maaser. I'm like, Papa, well, that doesn't make any sense, because if that's the drasha, then Elamiyati, even if you're a Makdim with Pikri, I mean, you're saying it's a Gezerat HaKatuv. So you should also be part of taking off Maaser Mana Maaser. Ah, I'm like, Alecha Makra, Mikol Matnotechem Torimu et Kol Trumat Hashem, even the Truma Gedola. So, well, how do you know which case covers which? Truma Ra'itha. Well, it's logic. Ha'idgen ha'iloyigen. Ma'isr sheni ve'edvish shenift. I mean, I should hope so. Pshita. No. Akhbar Eskinan. There was a compromise. Shenatana takaran, lo'natana takhomesh. Kamashbon, even so, in chomesh ma'kev. Hakohanim. I go to Bechala Betruma. Why not Pshita? Because by the time of matzah has to be shovel a kolada mina. Kamash Malon, multiple references to matzot in the Torah. That the Torah is not makbit. Matzot, riba. Avalo beteva, pshita. Lo tzir beteva tavu mirabon. Like Kizaro batzicha nunaku. According to Rashi, because of mitzvah ba'abavira. Avalo b'maaser rishon shalonat nitla trumato pshita. Lo tzir hashigdimo bikri. And I would have thought, like Rav Papa pointed out to Abaye, if it's a pasuk, it should apply across the board. Kamash v'lam kereshani le, as Abaye pointed out to him, no. That's why it says, be kolt botel techem et kol trumat Hashem. V'lo ma'atzer sheni ve'egdesh v'shalo niftu. Well, obviously, we're talking about they were niftu. But we were niftu with a compromise that was ma'ake. For instance, lo niftu kyochatan ma'atzer sheni, Bado agabe asimon, rachmanon mafet sarta akesa. It has to be a davar sheish lo tzura, hegdesh, menur mechalalit, on karka. And the Torah says, vinatana akesa vekama. Tuna rabbon on yoch, yotze adam yodecha vato betevo shalom nitkan. Tevo shalom nitkan. What the heck does that mean? Kol tevo shalom nitkan. No, I mean, tevo shalom nitkan completely. That's the point. In other words, you took off Shuma Gedola, maybe not Trumas Meiser. Or you took off Meiser Isha, not Meiser Sheni. Or you took off everything, and you just didn't take off Meiser Oni. How do I know that that is still called Tevel Gomer? Talmud lomar lo tochal alav chametz, mi shizro mishum ba tochal alav chametz, that is a sheni zro mishum ba tochal alav chametz. Bottom line is mishum ba tochal tevel. And that's the point, not that the chametz has to be 99% pure of other things. I understand what happened to the Yisrof Chometz. What, just because it's Tevel? There's no Yisrof Chometz? Correct. I'm Reb Sheshes. I'm on the Rebbe Shimini. The Yomar Ein Yisrof Chalal Yisrof. That Reb Shimini on there. Ha'okon Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim. Potter. Ravina says, why does it have to be on the Rebbe Shimon? Why can't it be going like a Rabbana? And all it means over here is something that only is Asim Shabbat Tochal Chametz. But over here it also has another Isser. Yotzezeshin Yisro Mishbal Tochal Chametz uniquely, Ela Af Mishum Bal Tochal Teva. Yeah, that's very difficult to believe. Where would that come from? Does it say that in the Pasuk? Mirei Bilvat Ktiv. It just says Bal Tochal Chametz. Ela Machvar Tekin Reb Sheshes. And then in fact, it's going like Rabbi Shimon. And there really is no Isser Chametz in this case.